The district of Saanich, under fire this week for a lack of emergency shelter spaces, was letting everyone know Friday that 33 beds would be available for the unhoused during the next period of bad weather. The district sent out notices saying the Victoria Native Friendship Center on Regina Avenue would expand to offer 33 beds, rather than its usual 25, during extreme weather. The notice was sent out after some Victoria councillors criticized the district for quickly setting up emergency shelter for those displaced by a construction site fire at Quadra Street and Palmer Road on Tuesday night, but not providing the same for homeless people in the area amidst a massive windstorm. Neighboring homes and apartments were evacuated because of the fire, which ignited at about 12:40 a.m. Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch said reports that there was no shelter space are incorrect. There were additional emergency weather shelter spaces open at the Victoria Native Friendship Center Tuesday night, and they'll be open again tonight, Murdoch said Friday. Murdoch acknowledged the optics of quickly being able to shelter housed people may not be great, but the reality is the support services after the construction site fire were provided by volunteers, who would not be permitted to staff an extreme weather shelter for the unhoused. Murdoch said to mobilize another emergency shelter for the homeless would require staff resources the district is not in a position to provide, so it's looking for a nonprofit partner that can provide additional shelter spaces during extreme weather. An organization has offered some space and the district is actively coordinating to ensure it has the resources to open during cold weather events, Murdoch said. It's not the kind of thing that we can do overnight. And so while we acknowledge that there will need to be more spaces made available, we intend to continue to pursue that discussion with a partner in the immediate term. Victoria Council recently voted to send a letter to Saanich and the rest of the region requesting that additional shelter spaces be set up so unhoused residents aren't sent to Victoria. On Thursday, Councillor Krista Lawton said she was jolted to read Saanich had set up a comfort center for residents displaced by the fire on Quadra Street but had nothing available for the homeless. Victoria offers 350 year-round shelter spaces and 73 extreme weather spaces, while Sauk has 13 and Salt Spring 10. Victoria also has 5 potential warming centers that can be activated in an emergency, including Save on Foods Memorial Arena, Fernwood Community Center, Little Fernwood, Victoria Curling Club and Cook Street Village Activity Center. Victoria Councillor Marg Gardiner said it was shameful that other municipalities would send homeless people to shelters in Victoria rather than dealing with the problem within their borders. The Victoria Council letter will be on the agenda at Saanich's council meeting Monday night. Councillor Jeremy Caradona said he laments the fact the issue has come to a head and we are in this somewhat antagonistic moment. But I do think it's positive that the conversations are finally happening. He said there is likely a long-term regional solution that could involve the Capital Regional District, but there needs to be action now. We have folks in parks and on the sidewalk across this region who are potentially freezing to death, he said. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.